Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. We have deviled eggs on the show today, plus Josh's beard and Wordle. It's all coming up in just a second.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, good morning. This is Ernie Fergler, Fergler's Hardware Store calling.
Morning, Ernie.
Thanksgiving Day right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, we've got a lot of pumpkins left, about 3,700, but I'm still spirited. We're expecting a rush on our patented turkey deep fryer. There's always a caution with deep fryers, and I asked the boys in Screen Doors to pull out the turkey fryer video from their vault.
Okay.
It comes with every purchase of our fryer in hopes that people will watch it, and I understand lots of people want to talk to me about the video. Must be good. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Screen Door Productions presents Thanksgiving Day Turkey and You. Turkey is the traditional Thanksgiving Day main course. There are several ways to prepare your turkey for a delicious Thanksgiving dinner that all will enjoy. A deep-fried turkey, while crispy on the outside, is juicy on the inside. A quality turkey deep fryer makes this job more manageable. You have purchased the Fry Gobbler 2000, the state-of-the-art turkey deep fryer. Here's Ned. He knows that hot oil in excess of 6,000 degrees will quickly deep fry his turkey while retaining moist, delicious meat. Before dipping your fowl into the boiling oil, it must be prepared by rubbing. Ned knows just what to do. Ned rubs down the bird thoroughly and now is checking every cavity to make sure it's empty. Use whatever is handy to check each and every cavity. That's right, Ned. Slow and easy. In and out. And
what? All right, no. No! No, no! I'm Ernie Fergler.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold having a deviled egg.
With a story. I have a story, too, about one of our favorite things. You're already eating a deviled egg?
There's a
wait for us.
It's like the third one.
Here, let me see.
I guess you did bring them. It's kind of a dad.
Kelly, they smell interesting.
My girl Kelly's mom made great deviled eggs.
Your old Kelly's mom's got it going on.
And I brought some in. They're fantastic. Because
now, if I eat one of these, crippling diarrhea in my future, huh?
They've been sitting out in Tom's car all night?
No, they were in the refrigerator.
Where were they?
They were in the refrigerator.
Which one? They weren't in this one.
In the back.
In the back.
Oh.
Because if I left them in the front, they'd all be gone by now.
You're right. He's right.
Well, you're right,
We had a letter. Someone wanted to know, deviled eggs at Thanksgiving, is it an appetizer or part of the main course?
That's
appetizer.
A very good question.
It's appetizer. An appetizer.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a deviled egg so fast you ate the toothpick? Nobody?
No. Oh. They were always part of the main course for us.
Yeah.
An appetizer at our house.
But I'm making them this year, and I'm going to leave them out as an appetizer.
Yeah. Oh,
a nice aperitif, if you will.
Not enough.
And a amuse-bouche.
I'm going to say, not enough mustard or mayonnaise. Ugh.
I say the recipe's just right.
Heavy on the paprika.
Yeah, we all just.
I suggest. I ain't got no dog in this fight. I don't. Hey, Cynthia, bring it.
Jeffrey, remove the plate from Mr. Critical.
Half-ass effort at best.
How many have you had?
I ate four before I realized.
Let me try one of these. I consider myself somewhat of an aficionado.
Are you not a deviled egg either?
Not at 7:46.
Oh, what? It's eggs.
They're eggs. It's breakfast eggs.
Now, Tom, is there? I see some have tan toothpicks and some have green. Is there a difference?
No, not at all.
No, enjoy.
No. You can't.
Hey, Josh, you can't just eat one.
Okay. All right.
Go no away. Just all grab right. a toothpick and just shove it in.
Deep throat that baby.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a one bite.
Now, and you throw the whole half in. You don't quarter it with a bite.
No. Yeah.
No, yeah, you're supposed to eat. A man eats it all at once.
I just heaved the whole thing in, too.
All right.
your review?
You all right?
I need a second. I don't mean I need a second.
Of time.
Right.
You mean another one. Okay, he's eating a second one. Okay, Cindy, thank you very much.
They're
nice
so
job.
Good. Cindy, if that's your real name.
They're so good.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have had two. I'll explain in a second.
Oh.
There's a problem?
Yeah. Based on these deviled eggs alone, how happily married is Cindy?
Very.
Very.
And by the way, did you try the coffee cake?
Coffee cake was great. I did try that.
Wait, that's not a Cindy creation, too, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she made it.
Wow, that's a marriage that I'm going to break up.
Yeah. Destroy it, man.
I'm going in with both feet.
Can you get these eggs, please? Jason.
Oh, yeah,
Christy's having trouble with her nose.
And the deliciousness.
They don't smell good.
Well, while that happens, Tom, you know we have the new Aura frame. We love them.
Yes.
They're a picture frame where you can send digital photos from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And multiple people can send them.
So right. I posted 90 pictures on it yesterday.
Yes. And a bunch of us have sent photos to it. Jess Hooker sent photos from a bunch of shows, live shows that we've done. And it's behind me right now, flashing pictures.
Yeah, it's great.
Pat, as we all know, has been living a healthier life, and he's dropped quite a bit of poundage.
Mm-hmm.
And but the frame is bothering you a little bit because you keep seeing old photos of.
Yeah, and while we were talking, I said there's an old photo right now of me on stage, huge.
Look at how fat I am.
Yeah, look how fat I am.
And I turned around; it was a picture of me. And he didn't know.
I apologize.
Look at how fat I am.
Hey, Tom, what kind of a guy worries about how he looks in pictures? What kind of a guy is that?
Listen, look at that nice picture of Chick right there. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's a sweet picture.
There's two of them.
I loaded all those photographs on for my house yesterday. If I can do it, that means a dog can do it because I'm not very technically
savvy. It's absolutely the truth.
It is cool. Very cool.
There's
a nice picture
of
Josh. Very handsome man.
A baby out of the womb.
That's Willie. Sorry.
Again, it happened. Yes. Yeah. There's a nice picture of Josh. What a handsome man. Oh, no. That's Willie.
Willie.
This is my life.
I was going through some photographs, and there's one coming up of you in there where you had a huge, bushy beard like Jeff. Now, are you going to do that again? Are you going to keep growing it?
Every winter I have my winter's beard, and I do forget how big it gets.
It's good look.
Yeah, you got a nice.
I like it. Though.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll keep
your face warm.
It does, because when you trim your beard, you notice how.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It really does make a difference.
For like a week, it's definitely.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my face is cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How short are you going to go?
Probably like Chick.
Wow.
What do you think?
That's pretty
Chicken
short.
Chick and Pat.
Wow. Like
they have a stubble look, right?
Clean, I just trimmed mine up over the weekend. Had a great time.
You know. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get downstairs too?
You got to do that. Nice. Right down to the hardwood.
Do you use the same trimmer?
Absolutely. I'm very clean. Ask anyone.
Okay. You put a little, a little guard on the electric razor?
Yes, because if you use a trimmer on your scrotum, you can cut right through it. Incredibly thin skin
it
down
nicks.
There.
Yeah.
It nicks and cuts. I don't care what kind of razor you use.
Do you just keep a styptic pencil handy?
Yeah, I do.
That's going to hurt.
I bandage it up.
Okay. Christy Lee is over there at the Cylac Insurance
News Desk. You want to see the bandage now?
No, that's okay.
Oh, I'm going to take a look.
What's going on over there, Christy Lee?
Pope Leo XIV has revealed he changes his Wordle start word every day. That's right.
Now, is this a good move? I don't play Wordle.
This
seems risky to me.
Yeah, it is.
You use the same Wordle start word every day?
Yep.
Really? I've never done that.
I change mine every day.
Yeah.
I'll have one pop into my head.
It's because I broke my streak because I was doing it in line at a coffee shop, not paying attention. So now I'm focused. I want to keep my streak going.
The pontificate divulged his strategy for the popular New York Times online game during the National Catholic Youth Conference.
Pontificate? I thought we were talking about the Pope.
Yeah.
Please.
What was your
After the big reveal, Pope Leo spent an hour fielding prepared questions from a handful of the conference participants.
His name is Leo, and he's in Vatican City.
Who asked him specifically about technology's hold on young people.
Duran.
The Pope warned that technology can never replace real human relationships and added, quote, make sure technology serves your life and not the other way around.
And then in parentheses, he said, this speech written by AI.
So he doesn't say, he wrote, to, the way Wordle works, what you need to know, you just, you have to come up with a five-letter word in the beginning, and then you start, it eliminates letters. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's simple to play once you've played it a couple times.
What was your streak? Honestly, what was your streak? Don't embellish.
No, I had a one-year streak.
1 year.
More than a year, and then I went through
365 then days.
I went over the international dateline or something, and it erased it. That was a drag.
You unplugged the Pac-Man machine. Yep.
And then
Frogger.
No, yes.
Yes. I think I was like on 149 or something.
Well, that's not a year.
No, the other one, the previous one, the one that I just blew a few months ago.
What's your streak, Chickster?
44, a reasonable streak.
Seems very...
Yes.
Yeah. That means you have you have successfully completed the puzzle 44 days
now in a row. Now, ask me as trying to live my life like Tom.
Are you...
What's my streak for Wordle?
Go ahead. Your streak for Wordle?
732 days.
Except for the three times I broke
it. Except for the three times I broke it. And it wasn't my fault.
I crossed the date line.
Hey, the man's a good spin doctor.
Oh, he sure is.
Okay.
The next president of the United States is Tom Griswold. I'd vote for you.
So, but the point is, you begin with a five-letter word.
Right.
So you
penis.
You couldn't begin with Jesus.
You could. Penis would be a good starter word because it got two vowels and
it's not bad.
Three you really say, nice consonants.
You don't want Jesus, two S's.
Why you can't wanna, you start with Jesus?
You got your two
it's
S's.
Proper noun.
Two S's.
Oh, you can't use a proper noun.
So I was trying to think.
What's your start word?
Are you? Hang on a second. How rude!
You never ask. Somebody
My
to start
God! Word. Now, Tom, this is how you ask that, Tom. Are you willing to share your Wordle starter word?
I'd give you my phone number before I'd give you my Wordle starter.
Thank you. That's really? The way I feel.
It's, really? It's top secret.
It's angel.
I've got like 25 of them. It's sugar. Everyone knows it.
He could, well, see, he wouldn't want to use Bible because it's two
nope.
B's.
Yep.
It's a do, right? You're using a do.
Alter?
No. Those are the hack words.
Alter.
The hack words?
That's two A's.
Oh, right.
90% of people.
There are two types of alter.
Alter.
Well, you're both right.
Can I tell you a secret word that I use?
It's if you alter something or you go to the altar.
It's not my starter word, and I hesitate to mention it, but I want to help people out. You younger wordler solvers. Plate. Not P-L-A-T-E, but P-L-A-I-T.
Oh.
Oh, yes. It's out there.
Good one, huh?
It's readily available. Go
Man,
ahead.
I'm glad I don't play that game.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know what? Speaking on behalf of Wordlers, we are too.
Good.
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 Good and fine.
Yeah.
You have to subscribe to the New York Times?
No.
No.
There's something you have to do to get all the benefits, but yeah.
I see.
A tone? That'd be a good one.
Mm. It'd be good for all of us to do, I think.
Yeah.
No joke.
Oh, you know something? I wonder if he does, because he's from Chicago, Pope Leo.
Yeah.
Guilt would be.
Bears?
No. Oh, it's got an S.
There's no plural.
It only ends in S if it's a double S. It does occasionally.
Oh, okay. So you could use
Tress.
Well,
that's not a plural, is it?
Yeah, Tress is a noun that ends in a double S.
Truss. Okay. Truss would also
I'm just
count.
Saying, no, my point was Bears, because he's from Chicago. He'd be a Bear fan.
We knew your point.
No, I get that, but I don't think Bears is...
He's the Pope. You think God's going to let him lose?
Well, I'm surprised he doesn't have all ones. I mean, it's the Pope. It should be...
It's like Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, playing golf.
What if his starter word is devil?
What?
That's not a bad one.
Why would I think talking to Tom about Wordle would be anything else, any different than talking about him, talking about anything with
no,
him?
Right. It's not a conversation.
It's in circles and.
Right.
What about Saint?
Tom, do you like this reputation you have?
I don't care.
Saint, right?
Bears. You're going to stick with Bears because it's a good joke.
That's why I love you.
Not a good joke. It's not a joke at all. The Pope. I'm just Chicago heritage.
And maybe he's not a Bears fan. Maybe he's a Packer fan.
Oh, we know he's a Sox fan.
Yeah.
So he could be a...
That's Southside.
Yeah, Sox would be a bad starter. X almost never appears in there.
Well, you couldn't...
You'd
have to use the full S-O-C-K-S, right?
You can't use that because it's got an S on the end, right?
You can use it. It's just very unlikely to be there. Unless it's a double S, which I tried to explain to you.
You can't use Fox.
Can you short words to have a starter word? Like,
no.
Can you have
Vagin?
No.
I doubt if the Pope seen that word.
Well, all right.
Well, now
it's dreams.
I wasn't talking pulp.
Hello, Chrissy's very uncomfortable.
Welcome to Destination
Hell. By the way, he knows the word vagina if he's seen Conclave.
Devil is a great starter word.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not really.
Anvil?
Yes, it is a great starter word. Okay. Don't listen.
No, I've never played. V is not that common.
Now, is that true, the origin story of, isn't it true?
It was a guy for his girlfriend.
Yeah, he made up like the six guesses and five words.
Made up the game for his girlfriend.
That's the legend.
And sold it to the New York Times for, I think, $1 million. Good deal.
I think he got shortchanged.
I've played it 1,621 times.
God. Okay. How many have you gotten right?
Whatever a 99% win streak is.
99%.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But in the beginning I wasn't focused. Now you're focused. It's part of my ritual.
Now it's personal.
I would say that next to that you should have to have an asterisk because you play on easy mode.
Yeah. We were talking about you during the play on normal mode.
It's not a real win.
But I think they've got that backwards. I think harder mode is easier than easy mode.
It's not.
No, harder mode, okay. No, that's stupid.
Harder mode involves
guessing, you see.
My 88%.
Well, that's the whole point of the game is guessing.
No, the whole point of the game is winning.
Did you guys know the whole point of this show is comedy? I don't know if you knew that. But boy, are we lacking.
What about your connections? What's your streak on that? Sorry.
By the way, I understand.
What are you doing?
Jeffrey, you're a student of the Pope. What did he say about connections?
I forget. I have no idea what I wrote.
Because you play connections, right?
I do play connections.
That's another New York Times game.
If the Pope's anything like me, he doesn't play connections because it's BS. It's a bunch of crap.
It's a great game.
It's a horrible game.
Sometimes the connect. There are four words that are connected somehow.
Right.
And there are 16 words to choose from. So the fourth one, if you're guessing, it does kind of solve itself after you get the first three groups.
It's 16 little riddles, and it's dumb. Because if you don't know the riddle, then you're out.
Sometimes it'll be like in the middle of each word, there is a part of a vegan diet. You know, like,
end of the word is a color of all these four words.
Have you guys played the gay version?
No.
Rainbow connections?
Oh, yeah.
Someday you'll find it.
Those are the lyrics.
Pat's got his guitar out. Do we have a story that's going
to
lead
to I had two the last time. I didn't know which way to go.
Where do I go?
I had Wordle. I had the Pope Leo. I had two songs.
What do you want?
You pick one.
I want the Wordle song right
now.
I want the Wordle song.
If I can get my share back in time.
Put your money where your mouth is, Wordle.
Wake up early, slow as a turtle. Check my phone, do my Wordle. Yeah.
Worst opening lyric.
Got it in five.
Slow as a turtle.
Pour me a coffee, hope the cream doesn't curdle. Uh-oh. Got nothing to do, already did my Wordle.
What else rhymes with?
Maybe go for a drive. Right around 7, I go to Bob Evans with my breakfast crew. I tell the boys my favorite story, that time I got Wordle in two. Wordle, what are the other bad rhymes? Keeps my mind fertile, my morning mental hurdle.
Yeah.
Should I post today's score? Yesterday it was 4. I'll text my daughter and son if I get it in 1.
You know,
okay.
I believe your girl Myrtle rhymes with Wordle. Add that. You could add that.
Spurtle.
I'm going to come up with a game, a turtle with a D.
Yes.
But it's all four-letter words.
If you guess the same word, if you use the same start word every day, you never get it in one, right?
Unless your start word is the word.
I've gotten it in 1 3 times.
Maybe you will.
But then you have to change your start
word. I switched it up.
Okay.
Okay.
I did a little research.
So getting it in one is basically just a guess.
It's total dumb luck.
Pure luck.
Gotcha.
Can you post? Can you share?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, people do.
I don't.
Can you imagine?
No idea.
The person sharing their work.
I think we have to get Josh playing just so we can
I've got it in one twice, like Tom. Did you say twice?
Three times.
Okay. I've got it in 12 times.
Oh.
And three, I've got it 126 times.
All right. Oh, I'm all for these kind of things. I think working out your brain like this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And even necessary, but yeah.
I do the numbers. I do the Sudoku thing. That's my thing. I'd rather do that than the Wordle.
Or Sudoku. Whatever.
Sudoku, whatever.
You say Sudoku, I say vagina.
You know that vagina? That's way wrong. You're way off there.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.